are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, man, do we have a lot to talk about. The Giants, after we last spoke, the game did not happen on Friday night. At first, we didn't know what was happening, but of course, we all assumed it was a COVID-19-related postponement. All we knew was the game was being postponed. There were images of the Giants just hanging out on the field, just waiting around, same with the Padres. And of course, it later came out that a member of the Giants organization had tested positive for COVID-19. So, long story short, Alex Dickerson tested positive, but it was a false positive. So it does happen, but, you know, fortunately they didn't have to miss too many games. So they played a doubleheader yesterday and played absolutely terribly and lost both games. Giants had a real opportunity to put themselves in great position by winning at least just one of those games. They could have had at least a 2.5 game lead in the wild card standings. But instead they lose both and their lead is just 1.5. So we're going to spend today looking at other teams, like where the Giants fit in this wildcard race, what their playoff odds are, what is going to happen today. Even though the Giants are off, there are some big games happening today that are going to have a huge influence on how this race plays out. So we'll talk all about that coming up on today's show. First, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So a lot to talk about. We won't spend too much time talking about the COVID-19 situation because thankfully it turned out to be a false positive. And because of the doubleheader, the Giants only ended up not playing one game in the series. So eventually the Giants and Padres will have to make up that final game, possibly as a doubleheader in that final weekend. But the Giants were just no-shows yesterday in these two games against the Padres. They lost 6-0. In the first game, Mike Clevinger, newly acquired pitcher from the Indians, pitched a quote-unquote complete game shutout, even though it was just 7 innings. But he was dominant. Giants really had no chance. Cueto was not particularly sharp, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned in 5 1/3. Giants mustered just 2 hits. And then in the second game, the Giants had more of a chance. They had a chance in the first inning. Mike Yastrzemski led off the first inning with a shot down the left field line that Jurickson Profar made a great play on. And I don't know, if that ball falls in, the Giants have a rally going in the first inning, and maybe this game turns out differently. But as it was, Giants got a run in the second on a Yastrzemski double, but that would be all for them. And the Padres got a home run by Will Myers to tie the game. And then Sam Selman had an uncharacteristically poor outing out of the bullpen, walked the first two batters he faced. There was a big error. I think they ruled it a hit, but it was definitely an error by Evan Longoria. Could have been a double play, but instead it was a ball that went into the outfield. It scored a run. No outs were recorded. So it was just a mess after that. And the Padres scored a couple runs, and that was basically the game. I think what the Giants learned in this series is that the Padres are more than just Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado and that offense. What the Padres are is they're also a really good pitching team, and the Giants haven't really faced pitching like that probably since they played the Dodgers. So the Padres are a good team, and their record reflects that. They're 31-17 and well on their way to the postseason, and they have their sights on winning the division. They're just 2.5 back of the Dodgers, and they start a series with the Dodgers tonight. So thank goodness we won't see the Padres for a while, but just a example of how the Giants are going to have a tall task in front of them when they have to face the Padres in that last weekend of the season. But anyway, the big story, I mean, man, the Giants really had a chance with that second game, just even splitting the doubleheader, they could have really gained some separation in the wildcard standings, as it was entering the second game of the doubleheader, thanks to the fact that the Brewers lost and the Rockies lost yesterday. And these are, to me, the biggest threats to the Giants in the wildcard race. Reds are sneaking up there, the Mets are still in play, but Rockies lost, Brewers lost, and so entering that second game of the doubleheader, the Giants had a two-game lead over those two teams. Meaning, with a win, they would have been 2.5 games up on both of those teams, the next closest teams. But with a loss, they fell to 1.5 games up. And so a whole game swing based on just that second game for the Giants. So their playoff odds fell rather dramatically yesterday. They entered the day in the high 60s, low 70s, according to Fangraphs, like 70% playoff odds. And they fell down to 57% after yesterday. So still more likely than not, the Giants are one game under 500, but the next closest teams are both four games under 500. So they still control their own destiny, but they're going to have to earn it. It's just as simple as that. The Giants are going to have to go out there and win some games. They have just 13 games remaining. I do believe if they go 6-7 in those 13 games, they still would probably get in. But obviously 7-6 or better is a more likely path to the postseason. So it is serious scoreboard watching season. The Cincinnati Reds are just now two games back of the Giants, and the Mets are just two games back. Again, with even a split yesterday, they would have been three games back instead of two. So we need to keep our eye on those teams as well. And the Reds play a doubleheader today. That's what's so interesting about all of this, is that there are a lot of doubleheaders. And so the Reds, if they can win both their games and they are playing the Pirates, they could be one game back of the Giants after today. The Brewers also play a doubleheader, and so they could be just half a game back if they can win both of their games. But on the flip side of the coin, if the Pirates can somehow find a way to beat the Reds twice, the Reds would be three games back. If the Cardinals can find a way to beat the Brewers twice, Brewers could be 2.5 games back. And then, of course, if it's a split, it'll stay the same. So a lot can happen today, and these games are like basically just as important as the Giants games themselves. So if you're a diehard Giants fan, I would encourage you to follow these games closely. And it really figures to be a wild finish here down the stretch for all of these teams because of the expanded postseason pool. So I want to talk more about that in the second half of the show. Also, an injury concern with Kevin Gausman, which we'll also discuss in the second half of the show. So that's all coming up next, but first I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the injury concern with Kevin Gausman, how I think the Giants would handle that if he had to miss significant time, and then a little bit more about the rest of the season, this final 13-game sprint that the Giants find themselves in. But the Kevin Gausman injury concern is very real because he had some elbow soreness. He felt it while playing catch. He said he could have pitched despite what he felt, but then he woke up the next day with more soreness. So they scratched him from his start yesterday. Logan Webb started instead, and he got an MRI on the elbow. So we're awaiting results from that MRI. But anytime you have a pitcher getting an MRI on their elbow, it is cause for concern. So the one way I think the Giants would be able to handle the loss of Kevin Gausman, because it would be a big loss. He's been a huge part of what the Giants' rotation has been able to do, and that's just kind of be good enough to support an offense that's kind of exploded this season. But if they lose Kevin Gausman, you might wonder, how are they going to handle that? Well, to me, the one silver lining would be that Drew Smyly has just come off the injured list, and he was so, so impressive in his relief appearance on Thursday. So I think by Tuesday, he could honestly start tomorrow's game, and that would be normal rest. So Smyly could slot right into the rotation, and the Giants maybe wouldn't lose too much if Kevin Gausman had to miss some time. But obviously it'd be better if they had both of those guys in the rotation, and then whoever is the weakest link in their mind could move to the bullpen. So that's just me trying to provide a silver lining. I do think, honestly, that the stuff we saw from Smyly was just so intriguing that maybe it wouldn't be that much of a loss to miss Kevin Gausman down the stretch. But obviously the hope is the MRI comes back clean. He'll just need a little bit of rest, and then he'll be able to come right back. So the Giants' offense in this series with the Padres just completely fell flat after being as good as they've been all season long. It was really a little bit perplexing to see them struggle so much against the Padres. And that's when I say you just kind of have to tip your hat to the San Diego Padres pitching staff. It reminds me of, you know, the 2010 Giants and the 2012 Giants. And in those postseason series against a lot of teams, the Giants were big underdogs against these powerful offensive teams, the Rangers, the Tigers. And in those series, those teams just did not hit very well. And a lot of the post-game analysis on like ESPN or wherever it was asking like, what's wrong with the Tigers offense? What's wrong with the Rangers offense? And as a fan, you're sitting at home saying, it's the Giants pitching. There's nothing wrong with their offense. The Giants pitching is just shutting them down. And that's kind of the feeling I got in this series with the Padres. It's not that the Giants' offense just completely forgot how to hit. You really have to just give credit to the Padres' pitching staff. And so it's not a fluke. The Padres are for real. 31-17 definitely reflects that. And if the Giants, which they will, I mean, if the Giants having to play the Padres four more times out of their last 13 games is troublesome. I came into this series, it was supposed to be a four-game series, but it ended up being three for now, thinking the Giants just need to win one of these games. If they can just avoid being swept, they're going to be all right. Well, they've essentially lost the first three games of the series, and now they've got to win that fourth in order to avoid being swept. So in that four-game series, which will be the last, I'm assuming those four games, or the one game will be made up during the final three games against the Padres, which are the last three games of the season. I'm assuming that's when they'll make it up, but that's going to become an extremely important series, and likely the whole season is going to come down to that series for the Giants. Their schedule is they've got an off day today on Monday, and then they play the Mariners twice in Seattle on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then an off day on Thursday, the final off day for the Giants this season. Then they've got three in Oakland, and then four at home against the Rockies, and then it's supposed to be a three-game series at home against the Padres, but it's going to be four. And so we talked last week about how the Giants, I thought, needed to win three out of four against the Mariners, one out of four against the Padres. Well, they did win the first two against the Mariners, meaning if they could just split this series against the Mariners, then they would have done that. They would have won the three out of four. So I'm still going to say that Giants just need to split this series with the Mariners. Obviously, winning both would be great. Can't lose two, I think, if you really want to have serious, if you really seriously want to make it, you can't be losing two against the Mariners. And then the series in Oakland, I said the Giants just really need to win one, at least one. Obviously, winning the series is preferred, but you've got to win at least one. So that would have them being 2-3 in their next five games, which would make them two games under 500 at 25-27 going into that last homestand. And that's where it would become important to win 3 out of 4 against the Rockies, which would bring them back to 500 going into those last four games against the Padres. And I think you could lose 3 out of 4 and probably still make it. I mean, it all depends on how many wins is going to get a team into the postseason in that final spot. Obviously, the best thing the Giants could do is just go out and win all their games. But realistically, the A's are going to be tough. The Padres are going to be tough. And so the Giants really have to take care of business against the Mariners and the Rockies. Then we'll see. I guess we'll see. But as I said, scoreboard watching is equally as important. So tomorrow we're going to have a lot more information. Unless there's a split, then everything will be the same. But if the Reds or the Brewers can win or lose both of their games today, that's going to have a huge influence on the Giants' playoff odds. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow. We'll brief you on those results, but we'll also do a Q&A. So look out on Twitter for the prompt. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you're a fan of this show, please consider giving it 5 stars, giving it a thumbs up. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.